Music provided by Mivio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mivio.com. A special episode of BulaNetwork.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of BulaNetwork.com. My name is Randy Cantrell, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. And yes, this is the Yellow Studio. As I hit the record button, it is Saturday, November the 5th, 2011. And you can imagine we've got college football on the flat panel. It's late in the day. Good news. Great news. As a matter of fact, we fall back an hour tonight, so by the time you're listening to this, we will have all gained an hour. And I don't know about you, but I need that extra hour. Want to catch you up on a few things happening around here, solicit your input, and see if we can't provide some things to help you along the way. So that's kind of what's on my mind today. We'll do it all next. Okay, first up, topic number one, work efficiency. Work efficiency and just solving some of the problems that plague us. I continue to be inundated with trying to help people, and I'm not talking about startups. I'm talking about small business owners, entrepreneurs who have had an ongoing enterprise of some sort for a number of years, but continue to have things that just are problematic, things that just absolutely bog them down. It's the proverbial thing, if I had a nickel for every time somebody had complained about something or told me something, you know, we've all kind of got those kinds of things, I guess, that we hear people constantly lament about things, and we're like, man alive, if I had a nickel for every time somebody said that to me. Well, if I had a nickel for every time somebody that said, I am tired of everything hinging on me, I'm tired of people pulling me 18 different directions, I'm tired of everything having to go through me, I'm tired of not having any kind of control over my schedule, yada, 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 yada. How do we solve these things? I was looking through my library, and I have in my hands a book, The Home Office from Hell Cure. Transform Your Underperforming, Time-Sucking Home-Based Business into a Runaway Success by Jeffrey A. Landers. This is one of those books that I freely admit that I've scanned it quite thoroughly. I've not just read it cover to cover. I like the book. I like the format. It's done in very, you know, kind of short snippets, kind of reference book style. I mean, there can be a page that can have two chapters on a single page. That kind of a book. So I'm fond of it. I've thought of soliciting Mr. Landers to see if I might could interview him, and I still may do that. I've read enough of the book, and I've gone through it enough. If you have a home office and you are seeking greater organization, you're seeking to overcome all the difficulties that come with having an office in your home, Yes, I would recommend the book. There's no question. I'll put a link in the show notes to this. I've been looking through some other, there are a number of books like this that are intended to help people. The phrase that sticks out and gets my attention is the subtitle that includes that phrase, that hyphenated phrase, time sucking. Transform your underperforming, time-sucking home-based business into a runaway success. I find that there are some successful businesses, but the owners are so steeped in time-sucking activity, and they just don't seem to be able to find ways to get out from under it. Case in point, email. Email. And the surprising thing to me is not that people are swimming in a sea of email or that people are swimming in a sea of chaos and disorganization. What really surprises me is that people are experiencing tremendous pain with this stuff, and yet the pain isn't sufficient enough to force them to do something about it. They just continue to try to cope. And I'm constantly amazed at otherwise smart people who sometimes do stupid things because they just don't stop and hit a pause button, even if it's only in their own mind, to say, wait a minute. I can't keep doing this. I gotta find a better way to handle this. But man, so often I'm encountering people that they don't. Is it a discipline issue? I'm not sure. I don't have the answer. I keep looking at the pain in their face and in their voice, and I'm thinking, well, I'm a broken record. I tell every one of them, here's the good news. The good news is you can solve this. Well, I don't know how. I don't know how it's going to be possible. Last week, two separate business owners who've had ongoing businesses for some period of time told me, I don't even want to go to work. I mean, come on, that's just sad, isn't it? I mean, it's your business, it's your enterprise, it was your baby, it's your dream, and it's not that they want to give up the dream now. It's not that they want to go get a job. It's none of that. It's the activity. It's the stuff they do every day, day after day after day, and they no longer want to do it. Now we're on to something, because that's when I start getting focused and I say, okay, well, here's the rub. Let's not talk about the inbox. Let's not talk about the phone ringing. Let's not talk about the never-ending supply of incoming voicemails. Let's not talk about all the people who want just 5 minutes of your time. Let's not talk about all the deadlines that you face and the ones that you've already blown. Let's not talk about all the apologies that you're having to extend because you dropped a ball, you forgot something. Let's talk about how you want to spend your day. Let's talk about what you do in the course of a day. If you don't like what you're doing now, then let's start there. Now, you would think that people who have had a business, we're not talking startups now, you'd think that they could quickly give you an answer to that. Well, man, I can tell you exactly what I want to do. Not so much. And just this week, something clicked and it finally dawned on me that the reason that they can't answer it is it's been too long since they've done it. You know, the startup, the person who's in a startup and who's encountering some challenge, they haven't been steeped in that challenge for very long because they're a startup, but the small business owner who's been doing things a certain way and has been putting one foot successfully in front of the other year after year with admitted difficulties coming their way and challenges presenting themselves and But by and large, just coping. You just do what you have to do. But over time, all of the chaos and all the disorganization has kind of become a way of life. And now they find, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. Now, the translation is what they don't want to do anymore is they don't want the chaos anymore. They don't want all the impositions in their of their time anymore. They don't want all the garbage. But they've been so steeped in the garbage heap, they can't remember what it is they really enjoy doing. So I've been spending some time in the last few weeks trying to help some folks, well, peel the onion back to just get back down to let's discover what it is, what it is you want to do with your time. How do you want to spend your days? Because if you are a business owner and you are not able to some degree, now I don't want you to misunderstand. Just because you're a business owner does not mean that you can get up every day and you can just do as you please. And everything you do today and tomorrow and the next day can be compelling and riveting and exciting. And only those things that you really, really want to do, that's naive. The real world just does not work that way. If you are a business owner, there are things that you have to do. And they're not always fun. And they're not always easy. And they're not always right in the wheelhouse of your passions and what you want to do most. But your life is hopefully more defined by being able to do those things that you do want to do and those things that you are most equipped to do, those things that you are most skillful at doing. Well, it isn't always the case because life happens to us and, sometimes our businesses end up owning us. We don't own our business. So I've constantly been encouraging small business owners, in the last little while. Well, I always have, but it seems more so lately. You've really got to peel away. If you're only peeling away for 30 minutes at a time, an hour here and an hour there, to really think about what you're doing and to think about what's not working and to think about these things that are so frustrating. I mean, when a business owner is so frustrated that Sunday night rolls around and they have that same feeling that an employee has who works for some tyrannical boss and is thinking, man alive, I'm so dreading Monday morning. You need to take some time to assess why you feel this way. Because if as an owner you feel that way, I can almost promise you, if you have employees, they're going to feel that way or worse. So you owe it to yourself and your family and everybody else to get a grip. Okay, so what do we do? What do we do? I don't know. I don't have an answer to the question, Randy. What do you want to do with your time? You know, I don't even remember what I want to do with my time. And so I tend to start breaking things down. I tend to start analyzing and try to take some systematic approach to peel this onion back. And okay, well, let's see where in your business, where you as a resource for this business, where as a resource you are best invested. Where can we best spend you as a resource? Now, as a business owner, if you haven't figured it out by now, you are a finite resource. You are not a limitless supply, nor are you quite renewable. Now, you can take vacations and you can unplug for a period of time. You can take good care of your health. And in that way, you can maybe kind of sort of consider yourself as a renewable resource. But really, all you're doing there is you're extending your lifespan. You are making yourself as a resource. You're simply making, well, you're making your ability to go further. You're improving that by taking care of yourself mentally, psychologically, and physically. But you are still, you're still a limited resource. And so the question really is for you, for your life as a business owner, and it doesn't matter if your business is big, small, or medium. You have to determine, how are you going to be spent? You personally. How are you going to be invested in the business? Now, the easiest unit of measurement for that is time. Time that you are going to spend in your business, on your business, as opposed to time you're going to spend with your family, with friends, with church, with any other activity that is incorporated into your life. Now, the time that you spend in and on your business, you want that time to be well spent. Let me give you a case in point. Have you ever fired a customer? If you haven't fired a customer, you probably haven't been in business very long. But if you've been in business very long at all, and you've got any shred of wisdom about you, you have fired customers. And if you haven't, you're crazy. Because I can promise you, you've got customers who need to be fired. No, the customer isn't always right. And only a foolish person would say so. Customers are often wrong. And not all customers are good customers. Not all revenue, not all profits are created equal. Some profits and some revenue and some customers have much too high a cost associated with them. Now, I bring that up because when you are thinking about yourself as a business owner and you're thinking about yourself as a resource in your business, and we are looking at a unit of measurement that is your time, then let's consider the customer who is a customer who places extraordinary demands upon you. The customer who can't be pleased with a pleasing stick. That high maintenance, no matter what you do, you can go the second mile, the third mile, the fourth mile. It doesn't matter. You cannot go far enough to make this customer satisfied, much less happy, because that's just, this customer is not going to be satisfied. They're on the planet for one reason, and that is to make your life miserable. And they're quite accomplished at it. Now, you're the business owner. You are a finite resource. You can spend your time with this customer who you know is never going to be made happy, no matter what you do. And you can devote your time day after day after day after day to this customer. Here's your problem. Here is your mathematical problem. You are a resource, and every hour, every minute, every second that you devote to that customer who cannot be pleased, you necessarily are robbing someone else, some other customer who could be not only pleased, but who could be dazzled. It's up to you. It's your choice. Now, you can't do both. The proverbial have your cake and eat it too. It's not possible. Not possible. By devoting your time and your energy to, and I'm just using in this illustration, I'm just using a bad customer. By devoting yourself and giving your time and effort and energy to a bad customer, you necessarily are subtracting time, effort, and energy that you could be giving to a great customer. You tell me what's fair about that. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, let's take the inbox. Let's take voicemails. Let's take whatever other chaos there is in your life. Every time that you devote yourself to some inane interruption, no matter what it may be, you necessarily are you're expending part of yourself, and you are a finite resource, remember. You are expending yourself instead of investing yourself in other areas where the return on that investment could be extraordinarily high, but you've chosen, you have chosen to devote yourself to the interruption or the chaos or the disorganization. Yes, you. Some of the hardest conversations, I think, are for business owners to hear someone truthfully, honestly, and forthrightly tell them, you are the impediment in your business. You are the constraint in your business. Businesses are always looking for where's the constraint, where's the challenge. We all like to track things, and we want to measure things, and we want to be analytical about things, and we're quite interested, appropriately so. Where's the bottleneck? The manufacturer who has various processes that raw materials must go through in order to, at the end, expel some product that we can now sell. Where along the line is the bottleneck? Where is our capacity being hindered? If we could produce more, we could sell more, but why can't we produce more? Because in stage 12 of 36 stages, it's taking twice as long as we think it needs to take. What's the problem here? What's the problem? And so we begin to look at stage 12 and all the people involved at stage 12, and maybe we find out stage 11 is kind of backing things up, and so it's not quite as clear cut as it may look. And we analyze it and we dissect it 8 ways to Sunday because, well, it's a bottleneck. But man, so rarely do owners look in the mirror. So rarely do owners look in the mirror and ask the question, am I a bottleneck? Do I slow things down? And the reason that we don't is because, well, we've got good intentions. And simply because we are well-intentioned, we cut ourselves some slack and we think, you know, we're the owner. We're just trying to do what's best for the company. This is not a conversation about motives. This is not a conversation about whether someone is honorable or not. Let's work under the assumption that you are honorable. Let's work under the assumption you do have your company's best interest at heart. That's all beside the point. The fact of the matter is, as the leader of the company, no matter how small you are, no matter how big you are a resource, and you're spending yourself. Every day, you're spending yourself. And where you decide to spend yourself, and you can't lay it off on anybody. Well, my schedule's this. Well, who's in command of your schedule? And don't say your assistant. No, you are. The things that you say yes to and the things that you say no to are completely within your control. Yes, there's consequences for the yes and the no's, for sure. How's it working out for you right now? I mean, you got consequences right now. No matter what we do, no matter what we say yes to, no matter what we say no to, there are going to be consequences. Some of those consequences are favorable. Some of them are not favorable. That's how life goes. Build a bridge and get over it. You've only got so many hours in a day, so many hours in a week, so many hours in a month, so many hours in a year. And in this regard, we are all created equal. Doesn't matter what our skill set is. Doesn't matter what our talents are. Doesn't matter what our experience is. We've all got the same number of hours. What are you going to do with them? How are you going to spend your time? Where are you going to spend your time? Where are you going to invest your time? You decide. So before we start talking about tactics and techniques, and we'll get around to that. Not today. I don't want to throw too much at you. Right now, I want you to think about yourself as a resource. I want you to think about yourself as a possible constraint. Let those kind of sink in. Noodle around on those. Yeah, I want your feedback. You can send me some voicemail to 214-736-4406. Drop me an email. You can even send me a tweet. Ponder that, though, because we need to eliminate this pain that you're suffering as a business owner. And I know you're suffering it. Believe me, I know. Okay, let's talk a little bit about what's happening here in the land of Beulah, shall we? Because there are some things afoot. There are going to be a variety of different kinds of shows coming your way. These are going to be very, very targeted, very specific. And I think that's a good thing. One of the problems that has existed here at BeulahNetwork.com is, well, okay, who's the target audience? What's the target here? Well, there hasn't been a target. Well, other than small business, kind of personal development. I mean, we've admittedly been all over the board. Is that going to change? I'm not going to promise that because I don't have any ulterior motive here other than just to put out there what I think might help and based on a little bit of feedback. But this is just kind of where I can riff on about whatever I want to riff on about, and that's what the reboot was all about. But in the future, what's going to happen is you're going to see a variety of different shows come around. And, well, again, these are going to be super targeted. They're going to be niche-y. I can tell you some of them are going to be Well, some of them are going to be things that you may not have any particular interest in. Some you may. And when I say that they are going to be, you know, quite targeted, well, I alluded to the book, The Home Office from Hell Cure. One of the shows that is kind of under consideration and under a little bit of development is a show just about that. A show to help small business owners who work from home and those challenges that exist in working from home. So if you work from home, well, you would be interested in that. But if you don't, you might not. Now, if you're a small business owner, might there be some other things that you could take away from it? Yeah, but you're not likely to want to be all that tuned in to a show that's really designed for people who office from home. And there are all kinds of people who office from home. Things like that. Some of these are going to be quite business related in that they are going to be kind of targeted to specific industries, specifically niche industries. So now I'm not, this isn't about to turn into some kind of a real generic, highly popular, general listening kind of stuff. In fact, I'm going the opposite direction, I'll tell you. I'm going in a direction where, if at any given point, there's a few hundred people that are interested, then I will have considered it a home run, an absolute home run. So that'll give you some idea of my hopes and dreams and aspirations. Some co-hosts. I don't know how many. Got one friend who's highly entertaining and we're working on some ideas of something that we can do together. And so it's all good. It's all good. BeulahNetwork.com, a new media company. And that's how hopefully it's kind of going to roll. I hope things are good with you. I hope things are good with your small business. I hope things are good with your career. I hope things are good with your life. I hope things are good with you and your family. You know, if you've got your work going the way you want it, you got your business going the way you want it, but things are falling apart at home, sorry, but you're failing. You're just failing. And, get a grip. I mean, there are people that are really important. My attitude about business, career and money is you'll make more money. You just can't let lives slip through your fingers. You cannot afford to throw away relationships and people who you love and who love you. No amount of money is worth that. No job title is worth that. No market share is worth that. So I hope you got your head on straight when it comes to all that stuff. You know, better off to sacrifice a little bit on the career front and be a success at home than to have all the success in the world at the office and meanwhile somebody else is raising your kids. My name is Randy Cantrell. The city of origin is Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Fall back, kids. Man, we gain an hour, and it's great, and it's wonderful. My name is Randy Cantrell. This is The Yellow Studio.